Welcome back to the Breakaway Tuition Podcast. This episode is all about reports, which I know have just gone home. I will see you on the inside and I'm so excited to talk to you about this. So I am so excited to talk to you about this, like I said in the introduction. Reports have been sent out and I'm excited to talk to you about this because I don't think that the actual proper information about reports is often talked about. That's why I'm excited about this episode. So firstly, I am aware that my Instagram and my socials have been saying that podcast episodes are out on a Thursday, and this week has just been absolutely crazy trying to tie everything together for the end of term two. So that is why I'm recording this on a Saturday afternoon because it's just been really crazy. So if you are a student with us here at Breakaway Tuition, you would know that we have just sent out our end of term reports. And so last year we decided to trial sending reports home to parents so that they had a written explanation about what we'd been doing in tutoring sessions and what we were going to focus on in the next semester. And lots of parents really liked receiving that information. So we've decided to keep going with that. And I think a lot of our tutors have also been enjoying writing them because it's also a reflection for our tutors to remind us in a way of how far our students have actually come in short periods of time. So I always enjoy writing them, and I actually do sit there and read every single report that our tutors have written for several reasons. So I read them so that I have an idea of what our tutors are doing in sessions, which I already know because they do let me know in our calendar system. But it also allows me to be able to support my tutors in the following term if there are similar things coming up amongst our kids. So it just allows me to see what resources I might need to purchase so that I can support my tutors better as well. And then also to make sure that we're supporting our families as best as we can. And so it's always a delight to read these. We do them slightly differently to schools. So we have, you know, the skills that we've been working on at the top, and then we have the progress that the student has made. We have the challenges that the student has found, and then where we're going for semester two, as well as any additional comments. And the reason why I decided to word it in that way is because often with school reports, you are given a grade and you're told, like, A to E of where your child is sitting for an outcome, and then you're given a comment. Now, some of these comments I've seen are one-lined comments that don't tell you anything about your child's progress. They don't really tell you what exactly your child's been working on in class and where they're really struggling, because it's quite a generic thing. And, you know, I get it. I've been a teacher. I have worked in schools. And I know that when you are doing reports for, you know, 30 kids for every single class yourself, particularly for high school, you know, teachers as well, I know that it is hard to be able to write a well-rounded comment that targets exactly what you think the child needs to work on every time. But I do think that it is necessary for parents to know. You know, a lot of the time we hear that parents are very confused about their reports and they're just not reflective of the comment in some cases. In other cases, when they go to a parent-teacher interview, the information they receive at that is completely different to what the report says. And then sometimes there's like huge variances between that and assessment marks as well. And so our report system here at Breakaway is just to be as open and honest as possible. And I think that our parents really appreciate that. You know, We try and give additional suggestions of what our students can be focusing on, where that's required. And, you know, I think it's just that open and honest policy. And it's something that I really make sure that we do in all areas, you know, when we're talking to parents, when we're doing reports, when we're looking at even our advertising and things. Being as open and honest as possible is the best way forward, and it means that you guys can trust us with your child, okay, and your child's education. I also think that's really important. So, you know, we are back at reports, and I've had a couple of chats with parents in the last couple of days regarding their child's report, and sometimes they're my own students and they're letting me know about their reports and their concerns about reports as well. And so I totally get how overwhelming, firstly, it can be for our kids to receive the report home. You know, especially when some people place a lot of value on the A to E grading, and sometimes that grading is not reflective of your child. So I think the first thing that you need to remember is that the A to E grading system is focused on outcomes, which is what teachers use to teach the kids in the classroom. So the goal of one task, for example, or one unit of work, a whole group of work, would be that at the end of this topic, students can do this thing, okay? And the A to E grading system works in with that. Now, the one thing I think we often forget to read is the key that tells us what the A to E actually stands for. And we always get caught up on, oh, an A is better than an E. And that's relative to your student and your child, though. So if you have a child who really, really, really has struggled at school, then you are not going to see an A or a B grade, or sometimes not even a C grade, on your child's work, because it correlates directly to the marks that the child receives. So I was just scribbling down the mark range. And so the first thing you need to remember is that every school uses a different grading system. They can be quite similar. There are standardized grading systems out there, but just so you can get a brief idea of what the letter corresponds to and what the sort of variant is on marks. Now, in saying that, you also need to remember that a lot of the time the outcomes that are placed in the school report that says what your child can and can't do, or what your child is working towards, for example, they are a lot of the times based on assessments and assessment marks that the teacher has for them as well. So it might not actually show you clearly what your child is working on, or it won't show you where your child started at and how your child is going with that, but it's sort of more based on you're in an assessment, this is what your child has shown. So that's another thing that you want to keep in your mind. But so you can sort of get the gist. And the terminology used isn't the greatest, but they always say A is outstanding. Now, outstanding means that your child has got probably like 90% and above. And that outstanding actually refers to the fact that your child is operating above year level. Now, that's something that we often don't hear. And when we think about it, it is only the top, you know, 2 to 5% that would be operating in that outstanding level. In your Bs, you are looking at marks between 75%, give or take, again, different schools have different systems, to about 90%. So your Bs is, you know, it's not quite at the outstanding level, but the child is still operating above the rest of their year group, but it's just not quite in that top percent. So when we're thinking about that, though, it's like your child understands the skill or the outcome. They can demonstrate how they use that skill, but you know, they might not get it right 100% of the time. And so that's where we get that sort of 75%. When we're thinking about C, that's your average. And I think this is where a lot of parents get quite confused, because we get quite upset if our child has anything below a B. But when we think about the majority of the kids in the year group should be sitting in the average group, which is your C range, when you start thinking about it in that sense, it's not quite as bad as we think. You know, your C is average. It means, again, that your child understands the skill or the outcome, the content that they've been doing. They can demonstrate how they can use that well. But, you know, they might not get it right 1,000%. There might be still room for them to move and room to improve. And you're sort of looking at marks around, I'd say around 55% to 75%. Again, that could be about 50% to 75% in some schools. But it's around that sort of, like, level. And you know what? Like, if a kid is getting, you know, 70%, if you're thinking about it in terms of marks, that's a good mark. That's a fantastic mark. Every mark's fantastic, but I think sometimes we just don't quite understand and get what that C grade is really referring to. Now, your D comes with limited, you know, it sort of sits on that limited level. And I'll just double check, because I do have some reports in front of me at the moment. And oh no, D is basic, sorry. but, you know, it's a similar thing. So basically, they have basic knowledge, so they know what it is, they understand the content, they can show, you know, that they can do some of these skills, but they just need to tweak it, they just need to work at it a bit more. Now, your basic is sitting around like your 35% to your 55% mark, again, give or take. Different schools use different measures. And then your E is limited. You know, if your child gets an E, it is not the worst thing in the world. It just says that your child is just struggling a little bit with this skill. Now, they might understand the skill. They might be able to show you that they understand the skill, but then they might not be able to apply that knowledge to a question. So I'll say that again. So E, even though it's attached to like your limited idea, so we're thinking like 35% and below if we're getting them to demonstrate this skill, it's not that they don't understand it. They might understand the skill, no problem. But it's they can't show the process or how they use that skill as well as they perhaps, not might or should be able to, but just they're not really able to show how to use that skill. And again, remember, and I keep reiterating this, but please remember that, you know, those grades, the A, B, C, D grades, they are just an indication of where your child is. And most of our kids in classes should be sitting in that C range, you know. And I think, again, like, that's something that we often forget, and we often put too much emphasis on the actual A to E grade, achievement, academic grade, rather than put emphasis on the effort that your child has put into it and what the comment is from the teacher. They're the most two important things. The other thing that I want to point out is that if your child, say their effort is low in a class, but then that's not reflected in their actual comment, well, you need to look at the comment and not so much on the effort. And, you know, I think, excuse me, I think reports are great. I think that it shows you where your child's operating at and what they're doing and how they're going. But I do think we put too much emphasis on those reports for our kids. And I think that we just need to let that slide a little bit more. Not slide, but, you know, I know there's so many students who feel so much anxiety when it comes to having to take reports home. They feel anxious, they're worried about what mum and dad are going to say about their report, they're worried that it's a bad reflection of them. And you know, you're looking for, you, if your child is trying their absolute hardest, if they are engaging in everything they've given and they're giving it their best shot, then that's what you want to see at the end of the day. It shouldn't matter the A to E grading, it just tells you where they're sitting. But you know, I know how difficult it is to ignore those types of things. But I think the easier, or the more that you kind of get your head around what that reporting grade system looks like, the more that you can be praising your children for giving it their best shot. And, you know, like telling them that, well, the grade is not the most important thing. And I feel sometimes with our kids, because everything is graded and everything, I'm being graded against everyone else, it's all got a mark, it's all got something attached to it. I think that is where our kids struggle the most, is because then they're anxious about those things, they're being judged against other people, and it just heightens that anxiety and it smashes their confidence. And I just want parents to be thinking about that, you know. Celebrate your child's report with them. Celebrate with them. Cover up or get rid of the A to E grading if your child is really hung up on those grades, and if you also get quite anxious yourself about those types of grades as well, you know. And if your child is needing help, you have that conversation with them. You know, how do you think you've been going at school? Do you find that you aren't understanding things? And tell them and show them that you're there for them, and that if your child really like feels like they just need a little bit of help, let them know that you're able to find that help for them, and that that help is there. And you know, it's not focusing on you didn't get an A or you didn't get a B and you need to try harder, particularly for those kids that are trying really, really, really hard and may never get that A or B. You know, celebrate the things with them that they've done well. Even get them to reflect themselves on, well, how do you feel you went last term to this term, and what things did you find the most difficult? And I think, like I said at the beginning, the reports that we send for Breakaway, we are looking at those things. We're looking at, well, what's challenging them? How are they going with these things? Because there's always going to be new things to work on. And we're wanting to, you know, demonstrate that these things are challenging more so than others. And I think that that is the most important thing for you to remember with your reports. Anyway, I hope that makes sense for you. I hope that you got something out of listening to today's episode. If you have, please rate and comment and share. I really want to get the podcast up and going. I really enjoyed doing the podcast, but really enjoyed discussing reports with you today, because I do think it is something that is often misrepresented, and a lot of the time parents are just not too sure about what that report's actually showing. If you are concerned, if you're worried about your child's progress, if you aren't sure how you should be reading the report or what that report's showing, give me a call. I'm always here. Give me a call. I can chat with you about your child's report. If you'd like them to get some additional assistance, that's fantastic. You know, the more assistance that we give our kids, the more that we can give them some confidence and really help boost them in their learning. Give me a call. We're getting to beginning to do our timetables for term three, and we just want to help you guys. We want to help you and your children and your families to navigate schooling and the schooling system as best as we can. But, you know, just to remind you as well that we're here as a community. You know, it takes sometimes more than just the school to help your child on their academic path. It helps, you know, to have different people and different groups be put into place for you and for your child to lift that confidence. Because at the end of the day, if we can see that our children are confident learners, then they are going to be more open and more willing and, you know, have better skills to be able to actually, you know, break out and try those more difficult and challenging things that they might come up against. Anyway, I hope you guys have a really lovely weekend and start to your holiday. I am going to do some episodes next week to hopefully get everything rolling for the month of July, and I'll talk to you guys then. Bye.